This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Everybody, my name is Rita Crompton. Michael is out today, and so we are going to be taking over and running the show, and I am looking forward to having my guest on. The topic today is called crowdfunding, and the challenges that go along with that, and I know that this was something that Michael really wanted us to talk about. And so first I want to say, you know, thank you so much to Home Talk USA for doing Invent America. Thank you to our GCN network for hosting us. And if you would like to see more of the episodes and be able to listen to them or see them on our podcast, please go to InventorLady.com or InventAmerica.info. If you are an inventor and you need a service provider, give me a call, shoot me an email. We have got some really good ones that we have vetted over the years. And I also want to thank now CAD Design with Scott Tarsi. He will help you with that early stage prototype. And Kicker Design, one of our other sponsors, thank you so much, Kicker Design. Kicker Design does the manufacturer's prototype. And if you want more information about prototypes, you can pick up one of our episodes. And certainly, again, give me a call. I am happy to give you their contact information, but they are on the website as our sponsors. So, Ray Veraska, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for inviting me today, Rita.
Crowdfunding. People kind of have a misconception on crowdfunding. They think, oh, I have an idea. I'll do a crowdfunding campaign, and I'm going to raise the money that I need to make the product. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, it's actually a waste of the rare resources that most inventors have available to them. And the reason for that is that what you need in order to run a successful crowdfunding campaign are resources. They think that you can get resources by running a crowdfunding campaign, and actually what you need are resources to conduct a crowdfunding campaign. And those resources are time, money, and either an extensive qualified email list that you've collected over a period of time, or alternatively, a significant social media presence.
Well, and I think, you know, I hear so many people say, well, I'm just going to, you know, I've got a good prototype. I'm just going to have a crowdfunding campaign to raise the money to manufacture. And that is just a really bad idea.
Correct. What most crowdfunding campaigns that actually do succeed, and by the way, very few of them actually do succeed. What most crowdfunding campaigns that do succeed really do well is use crowdfunding to market their product, not to raise money. It takes money to make money, and that's certainly the case with crowdfunding.
Well, you know, when I get a lot of inventors that will ask me what is the best use of my marketing dollars, because by the time they go through the patenting process and then they go through the design stage and get now their sexy prototype, they've spent a lot of their money. So marketing can actually cost as much or more than everything else combined. What is a better use of marketing dollars?
Well, one of the things that I think has worked very effectively, based on my experience, has been attending a trade show, for instance. At a trade show, you gain a large audience, a captive audience that's there for the duration of the trade show. And you have access to many, many more people than you would have if you had not built a significant social media following beforehand.
So tell our listeners, you know, what is the time commitment? Because I think that's, you know, what so many of them, when I tell them, it's like, you know, you're looking at this amount of time. So tell them, you know, tell our listeners, what are they looking at as far as their own personal time involvement in a crowdfunding campaign?
Okay. So basically, the way a crowdfunding campaign breaks down into a couple of different areas. The time required is about 6 months. You'll hear crowdfunding platforms, talk about a three-month lead time. That is just false. 6 months minimum to put together a cohesive, comprehensive crowdfunding campaign. But that's not where it ends. In addition, you need, on average, between $25,000 and $50,000 that you're going to be spending in the course of that crowdfunding campaign to raise the funds that you're trying to raise. In addition, even that's not enough, because you have to have either an extensive, qualified email list. In other words, an email list that you've put together over a period of time where the people on that list are people who are likely to be responsive to your pitch. Or, alternatively, a significant social media presence. And based on my experience, significant is something in the order of 20,000 followers. 2,000 is not going to work. And most people have barely 100 or 200. So that kind of limits the type of people who are in a position to actually successfully utilize crowdfunding as a vehicle to raise money to begin with. So more often than not,
that list has got to be very specific to the product that you've invented, not friends, families, and like the three F's, we say friends, families, and other fools. But, you know, people you've been talking to about high school over the years is not what we mean. It means people that are specifically interested in your product and what you are doing.
That's exactly right. It's a targeted email list. It's qualified in the sense that these are people that you've basically talked to about your idea or about your product for a long time. They're familiar with what you're doing, and they're supportive and have indicated their support previously.
Well, we're going to come back with two inventors who have had crowdfunding campaigns, and I want to kind of qualify what you've shared with us is that you were the founder of Colorado Crowdfunding, which was the third largest crowdfunding group in America for a long time. And so you've been doing this for a long time, and you know. And when you come back at the end of the show, I want you to share some of the statistics with our listeners so that they know this is a tough road to be able to do a crowdfunding campaign.
Exactly.
And
right.
So when we're talking about some of these inventors, you know, I have seen inventors raise, you know, the $500,000 in a campaign and be bankrupt in 2 weeks. What happened to them?
Yeah, and those inventors who raise $500,000 are very rare indeed.
But what happened? How can that happen? You'd think that, well, if they wanted to raise $100,000 and they raised $500,000, what was the mistake?
Well, more often than not, what happens is they fail to correctly lay out what their costs are going to be. They're making these wild estimates based on the top of their head without having done any real significant work in firming up what the cost to manufacture a product will be. And so what ends up happening more often than not is that they have not calculated the correct price.
Right, right. So we're going to learn more about this with our next guest. His name is Elvis Hanoi, and he's going to tell us about his experience. And then Ray Baraska will join us again at the end of the show to kind of tie up what our inventors have told us. Thanks, Ray, and we'll be back to you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Louise.
Cottage and all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Rita Crompton here with Invent America, because America invents. We have been doing it since the very, very beginning of time. I have today with me Elvis. Elvis, give us that last name. There's a lot of vowels in there.
Henao, H-E-N-A-O, pronounced Henao.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Elvis and his family are inventors. They've got multiple products out there in the world, and they are working on some additional ones. But today we're talking about crowdfunding and the challenges that go along with it, because I think so many people have a misconception that it's easy. You're just going to go out there and raise money. This is not one of those things where if you build it, they will come, because they don't know you are there. And so we want to get, you know, everybody kind of on the right page of reality when it comes to crowdfunding. So, Elvis, tell our listeners about what you had invented. Give us a little bit of your background.
Sure. Just as an everyday, you know, the father and just kind of hands-on type of person, I discovered that sweeping floors just wasn't that practical, and there's just too many devices available. And I didn't reinvent the broom and the dustpan. I just made it better. So I was able to come up with a design that incorporated a microfiber sweeping broom or push broom with an integrated Bristol, so it serves also as a sweeping broom. And I also accommodated a dustpan to work simultaneously with both features of a regular sweeping broom and be able to brush off the debris that gets stuck in the microfiber dust pad. So it's a very convenient and efficient, and you know, we're trying to get this product out to market.
Excellent. So you did do a crowdfunding campaign for a different product. Tell our listeners what happened, because you've got a very unique story.
I do. And I believe crowdfunding has evolved through the past couple of years. And when we jumped in, it was very just the thought of being able to go in there, raise some money, and kind of push out the venture capitalists and not have to give away a portion of your company to get money to keep your product moving forward. That was our vision when we initially jumped in. And some of the inventors were going that route, but once you get in there, you realize that it's very complex. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things need to be done, and I think the way it's evolved now, the platform has really kind of pushed that out a little bit, and it's more so directed towards a marketing tool to make sales. Once you have your product designed and all your manufacturing, details are hashed out. So it's really evolved. We did raise money, and what happened was that money got absorbed in the development of the product and trying to make the product work. And then when our price points for manufacturing were not where we wanted it to be, we had to circle back to the design of the product and try to simplify it and make it cheaper to manufacture. And that was our pitfall. So in retrospect, if I had to kind of do it all over again, I think, we would have probably spent a little more time developing the product prior to getting into crowdfunding.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I tell people exactly, is that you need hard costs before you launch a campaign. You need to know exactly what it's going to cost to make it and ship it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, they think, well, I'll build the campaign and then people will just come, but you end up paying a marketing firm. And if that was not figured into the cost, they're going to take it out off the top, and now you're underwater already. So I've seen multiple people that have had a successful campaign, but they are underwater before, 2 weeks are out. And now they've got to really scramble to be able to try to fill those orders, because if you hit your mark and anyone has purchased it, they expect to receive it.
That is correct. And then And absolutely. The crowdfunding campaign, it's a platform. It's just like having a website. But if you don't attract customers or traffic towards that website, in this case, the crowdfunding campaign, nobody knows you're out there. And so it takes a lot of a marketing budget and a smart campaign to be able to bring in the traffic that you're looking for in that targeted audience. And that takes a good portion of, of a budget to get that initiated. If you got a really good campaign and you get good traffic and all the right eyes, yes, you will get some organic sales through that. But initially, you have to get it started, and it does take a budget. And sometimes that is correct. We don't factor in the budgeting for the marketing side of it, and that will come out eventually from your earnings. And if you don't have that all figured out, then like you said, you're going to be upside down and underwater.
Yeah. And it's, a lot of people, they'll put it, build the platform for the campaign, they'll build it, and they'll launch it and not realize that they needed to have now, like Ray had said earlier, the list of people you were going to shoot it out to, so they were expecting you to launch. And so now it's like, oh no, now what do I do? Well, then maybe they go out and they hire a marketing company, but the marketing company is going to take their piece, their price, off the top of the raise. And so
that's correct.
An inventor is saying, all right, I've got to pay the platform, because they're going to take, 4 or 5%. Then the payment processor, so if it's a PayPal or a credit card company, they're going to take a piece. And then the marketing company takes a piece. And so that all has to be factored in. So a lot of these campaigns, you see a winning campaign, it might be their fourth or fifth try at this, but you don't always know that.
That is correct, yes.
So, anyway, I hear our music playing, which means we have got to go and pay some bills. Elvis, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners. When they hear this kind of information, it gives them thought then to say, all right, what are my other options? So we wish you the best of luck, and I hope you do join us for the National Hardware Show coming up this year.
Thank you. Thank you, and good luck to all the inventors out there.
Thanks, Elvis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing, and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady and host of Invent America. Today we're talking about crowdfunding, and while, you know, the idea is it is beneficial, it can also be very, very challenging. Our guest in this segment is Anthony Franco. He is the inventor of MC Squares. The website is mcsquares.com. Anthony is a serial entrepreneur, 5 successful startups, and 4 exits. So, and many of you will remember, you've seen him on Shark Tank if you are watching watchers of Shark Tank. Anthony, tell our listeners, what is MC Squares, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rita. Yeah, so MC Squares, we're a USA manufacturer of reusable stationery. We're known as the inventor of the reusable sticky note. We have 21 patents, and we do everything from reusable sticky notes to planners and notepads, all the way up to really cool and fun wall-mounted whiteboards and planners, too.
Well, that's very cool, and I've been to your website. I know you. I've seen your products. So they're wonderful. In fact, I've known you for a long time and saw some of your very beginning prototypes.
A long time ago.
So crowdfunding. You did a crowdfunding campaign. How did that go?
Well, we've actually done 3 on different platforms. So I would say. We got lucky, and I would put it in that frame. I wouldn't say that I had a master stroke of genius and figured it out, and that's why we did well. But we got really lucky. One time was right after our airing at Shark Tank, and Kevin O'Leary helped us boost some of the crowdfunding that we did. And then another time we had another group that attached themselves to our raise, and it did really well. And then the third time was a lot more. It was a lot more like what most founders experience, which was a very difficult time raising capital.
All right. So So share with our listeners, what's the most important thing that someone needs to know when they're considering now doing a crowdfunding campaign?
Don't do it. No.
Be honest, Anthony.
it's really hard. Like, the most important thing I would say is you need to bring the crowd. So crowdfunding has this reputation where you launch a campaign and all of these crowdfunding sites, you know, they have, you know, they count anywhere from 10 to 500,000 investors that will see your campaign. And that's all you need to do is just launch it, have a good video. And that is not the case whatsoever. In fact, a lot of these sites now won't even turn you on to their investors until you've raised $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 on your own.
Right, right. And that's what we see, is that it's incredibly time-consuming and incredibly expensive, especially if you launch before you were really ready.
Even if you launch and you're perfectly ready, it's expensive.
Well, that is true, but it can be detrimentally expensive, like in losing the business and going under if you don't know that. So what, you know, for a lot of our inventors, they say, oh, you know, all right, I'll get all that stuff done, but they don't understand the time commitment.
Well, it's not just time. So it's for sure a time commitment, understanding what you're going to need to commit in time, but there's also an expertise. So you not only do you have to, you know, make a great video, which to do that takes time and expertise and money, and then you have to write all the copy. Then you have to actually go and market. And it, for a lot of folks, it's especially those that have a working product, it would be a lot less expensive to go out and sell the product than to try to sell equity into your company. And then there's agencies, to further compound it, there's agencies that will reach out to you once you launch your campaign and say, hey, we can help you do this. And most of them can't. Most of them are just, they just take money from you and spend a crazy amount on ads and never get you anywhere. So it is time consuming, but it also just, it's not even the same of marketing a product. It's, you have to learn this whole new skill set of marketing to investors that also understand your product. So it's this extra layer of messaging that you have to get through too.
Right. And, you know, we get inventors that are, you know, they've got an idea, they've got a very cool product, it might be a game changer in industry, but they're not business people, they're not marketing people, they're not sales people. And so all those things that you're talking about is that you've got to get the message out there. Well, now you're hiring people, and that takes another piece of your money. And, you know, I'll get somebody that says, oh, I can do it all myself. And it's like, well, that's a recipe for disaster, because you're probably not an expert in writing the script and doing the video. And honestly, the last thing that I want to see on a video is, you know, you've got to have other people giving testimonials. So, you know, I most of my inventors are, you know, retired people. All right. But I want to see, you know, a kid using it, you know, a mother using it, you know, somebody outside, somebody inside using it. I want testimonials of why this product is better than anything else in the marketplace. But I want it from a variety of people. So when I'm working as a licensing agent, I can say, oh, yes, you know, a retired person can use it. My mother gets great testimonials, and she's 87. So, you know, I want to see that variety. But, you know, for so many inventors, you know, they just, they write this script, and holy mackerel, it's like, oh, wow, we got to do better than that. So, Anthony, thank you so much for being on, for your wisdom in all of this, and we need to go pay some bills, and the music is getting louder. So, Anthony Franco, ncsquares.com, and we will post your website on our site. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Rita.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. And we are talking about crowdfunding. My expert today is Ray Brasca, and he is the founder of Colorado Crowdfunding. It is the third largest crowdfunding organization in America. He has coached members on a variety of campaigns and strategies. So, Ray, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me, Rita.
So, what was the biggest challenge, or what is the biggest challenge for someone thinking of launching a campaign?
Resources. Resources are the biggest challenge. And by resources...
All right, explain.
Okay. By resources, I mean three things, essentially. I mean time,
money, and then either a social media presence or a qualified email list. What we have seen again and again and again is absent those three things, your campaign will fail. And on average, campaigns fail 85% of the time. There are a lot of statistics out there, but the actual real number in terms of success is about 15% of all campaigns that get launched end up being actually successful. For many, that means, first of all, overcome the obstacles to getting on a platform. A really good example of that is Kickstarter. Kickstarter is what's called a vetted platform. And vetted platforms require you to go through a qualification process before they let you on the platform. Now, Kickstarter will tell you that their success rate is about 40%. The truth is their success rate is lower. It's about 30%. And the successes are more often than not with respect to craft projects, not with respect to design projects. When you go to a non-vetted platform like Indiegogo, for instance, the success rate falls precipitously. Those success rates are about 12.6%. So the problem with either a Kickstarter or Indiegogo is that if you choose a non-vetted platform, your success rate goes way down. If you choose a vetted platform, you have to put an extensive amount of resources into your campaign, and that may not be enough to get you qualified to be on Kickstarter. And then once you're on Kickstarter, again, the success rate is only 1 out of 3. And an extraordinary amount of money and time and effort has to go into these campaigns before you even begin the process of trying to launch it.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what, you know, inventors, at least when crowdfunding really started to take off, it's like, you know, build it and they will come. They didn't realize that you had to have the crowd. They thought the platform was providing the crowd. And what we learned over time was that, no, you have to build your crowd. And it takes about 6 months to go out there and, you know, find those people that want to follow you and follow you as long as it takes for you to get that product ready to go and then stick with you throughout the campaign, which generally runs another 6 weeks. So for a lot of inventors, that time commitment is a real killer.
It's not only that, but most successful campaigns require more than just the sole inventor. They require teams, and inventors will have a difficult time assembling enough people around them to be responsible for the different aspects of getting the campaign successful. Everything from social media expert to taskmaster to public relations specialist, all of those types of skill sets are required in connection with any campaign in order for it to be successful. And it doesn't matter whether you're using a Kickstarter, Indiegogo, one of the investment-based platforms like WeFunder. They're all the same in terms of an extensive amount of resources, time, money, people, et cetera, are always required in order to be successful with any of these campaigns.
Well, and some of the things that an inventor needs to do to get teed up, you know, you still have to be, you know, patent protected before you can go on to a platform. You've got to have a proof of concept, you know, functioning prototypes. You can't do it just on a design drawing, on the renderings anymore. You've got to have a functioning prototype. And then you've got to have, you know, really beautiful marketing material. But if you go to a professional trade show, you can get teed up to go to a professional trade show in a couple of months, and it costs you a fraction of the show, and you can talk to more people in 3 days than you can in 6 months on a crowdfunding platform. So with that, I want to make sure everybody knows we are getting ready for the National Hardware Show, and you should be joining us instead of trying to do a crowdfunding campaign. Ray, thank you so much for your insight, and everyone, stick around. Let us finish out this segment of the show and thank our sponsors. We're going to go pay some bills. Thanks, everybody. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America, from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crofton.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today, and thank you to our guests, Elvis Hanoi and Anthony Franco, for their insight into crowdfunding, and to our expert, Raymond Baraska. I want to also thank our GCN network. You're wonderful. Thank you for having us on. HometalkUSA.com or InventAmerica.info is where you can get more information about our station and see podcasts of all of our shows. And if you would like to be on the show, please go and fill out the form, and I will drop it right into my file so that I have your information when I need people to be on the show. Thanks as well to our CAD design sponsor, Scott Tersey. He does wonderful prototypes to anyone in the country, and to Kicker Design, who takes over after that and does the manufacturer prototypes and manufacturing. They are amazing. If you need a different type of service provider, please give me a call. Shoot me an email. I am happy to provide you with names and contact information of some of our vetted service providers. And join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting. We meet twice a month. And these are free meetings where our inventors can call in, kind of a, you know, talk version of our radio show. Ask your questions, and sometimes the best resource you find is the inventor next to you.
It's produced by Home Talk Media, in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.